gets engaged.
Gym class for a Thursday, getting ready to come your way right here on KGYM. Good show coming up for you. Dave Koken will join us live from Las Vegas, smokingkoken.com. NFL preseason football coming up tonight. College football coming up this weekend. MLB to talk about as well. Paul Clark will join us also to talk Iowa State football. The Cyclones getting ready for their season opener against the Northern Iowa Panthers coming up on August the 31st. It's all coming up on the Gym Class for a Thursday on KGYM. And from our studios in the southwest side of Cedar Rapids, it is a Gym Class here on KGYM, your local programming block getting underway. Scott Unash alongside Mark Dukes. Kyle, he's along with Alex. They're out at Mulligan's getting ready for the KGYM road trip coming up from 4 o'clock until 7 o'clock this evening. Thank you very much for joining us. As we mentioned, really fun show coming up. Dave Koken will join us, always entertaining. And then we will talk as well with Paul Clark of Cyclone Nation and talk Iowa State football. Looking forward to that. Cyclones looking forward to their season as well as it gets started against UNI. We'll have that game for you coming up on the 31st. It's an early start, 11 o'clock, just past 11 in the morning with the kickoff, 9 o'clock with pregame, and we'll have it on 1600 AM for you. Of course, we're your home of Iowa State football on the main gym, 1600 AM, and of course, all the UNI football games as well that we can get in the schedule. And I just got done doing the September schedule, and you can always tell when football and basketball come around because the schedule starts to get a lot messier and a lot more red ink, green ink, blue ink, black ink, trying to color code everything to make sure we're giving our listeners what they want to hear out there. Good afternoon.
A lot more fun that way, isn't it?
It's a lot very more busy. It's busy and it's more work.
Beautiful day going on in Eastern Iowa. Hope you're enjoying it and enjoy us for the next 4 hours of local programming. When is the worst time for your computer to decide to do an update, Scott?
Just ahead of the show?
Yeah. Thank you very
Where
much.
Where are you at? What percentage are we up to now?
It says 100%.
Oh.
But still spinning.
Still spinning.
Because you needed to know out there, right?
Exactly. We are presented, as always, by the great folks at Third Base Brewery. And they are located at the corner of Blair's Ferry Road and C Avenue Northeast in Cedar Rapids. Stop on by, the presenting sponsor of the Gym Class program. Place to catch a quick lunch. Make your plans to do it tomorrow. Just look to the person to your left or to your right at work. Say, do you want to go to third base for lunch tomorrow? It's that simple. You can catch the game after the work or bring the family for an affordable and delicious meal. Perfect place to gather when you've got some time away from the grind. Corner Blair's Ferry Road and C Avenue Northeast in Cedar Rapids. They are the presenting sponsor of the Gym Class program right here on KGYM. Coming up for you as well before 4 o'clock, we've got your concert tickets to Fry Fest to give away for the Spasmatics, along with City Park. They're going to be at Fry Fest coming up a week from tomorrow, 8 days from now. And that's going to be a lot of fun down there once again. All things Hawkeye down there at Coralville's Iowa River Landing. And Todd and Alex will be broadcasting there next Friday live from 4 o'clock until 7 o'clock on what is going to be, and always is, a very hectic but fun and busy day around the KGYM studios with the start of the high school football season and Fry Fest going on and getting ready for the opener. We also have, of course, back this year, the Hawkeye pregame show, and looking forward to that. And, of course, I wrote the name down 5 or 6 times today, and you would think I would be able to remember it right now, but I can't. The name of the pregame show. The Hawkeye pregame show. What's that? I don't know. I can't read your lips. Work on that computer, Mark. But we've got that ahead of the first Iowa game against Miami, and that will be, I think, a 4:30 with the Before the boom. Thank you. Is that what you said? Before the boom? See, it came to me right out of the blue.
Yes.
Thank you. Before the boom. And that will be at 4:30. That will be on the FMs again this year, 107.5 and 106.3 FM for you. We're going to talk to Dave Koken coming up in just a little bit. No Twins baseball today. Twins are off, and they will welcome in the Detroit Tigers coming up starting tomorrow night in Minneapolis.
Yep, Cleveland, the Indians in New York to face the Mets and Noah Syndergaard today. So it's either going to be a 2.5 or a 3.5 game lead for the Twins as we go into the weekend.
Yeah, and always good to play the Tigers when you need some victories.
Well,
this year, anyway.
Thought that against the White Sox, too, and that didn't turn out so well.
White Sox are better than the Tigers, though.
Oh, no doubt.
This year, anyway. Detroit in a rebuilding process, and yeah, gave away their best player to the Chicago Cubs. My goodness, Castellanos. Cubs ahead again today, 1-0 behind Kyle Hendricks, who's throwing a 3-hit shutout right now. Top of the 7th inning, if the Cubs win, they will take a 1-game lead into the evening's activities, which include the Cardinals at home against the now suddenly lowly Colorado Rockies. That's Mikolas against Marquez coming up tonight in St. Louis. Speaking of St. Louis, we have the IndyCar race from Gateway coming up on Saturday night for you at 7 o'clock. That'll be on 1600 AM along with 106.3 FM, bringing you that particular race. And they're talking about a sellout down in St. Louis. I know a lot of folks from around here, especially not only Cedar Rapids, Iowa City, but also especially in the southern part of our listening area, that are race fans like to go down there. And they're talking about a sellout down there. And it's fun. I'm mad.
Is that a Grand Prix race?
No, it's on race? It's on a oval down at Gateway.
Oh, okay. All right.
And I've been there each and every year that it's been brought back on the schedule, not going this year. And, of course, what are they going to have? I've been complaining about this all day to fellow Blues fan Alex Kuhn, but three of the St. Louis Blues will be there. The Stanley Cup is going to be there for the race, and I will not be. That's the way it goes.
As luck would have it.
319-366-1600, the Hurtina Stocker Jeweler text line. Hurtina Stocker Jeweler is located on the Ped Mall in downtown Iowa City. So we told you about the afternoon baseball. Golf going on as well. Everyone kind of taking the wait-and-see approach, the wait-and-see attitude, if you will, with the Tour Championship, because this is the first time, and we talked about it on Caddy Smack yesterday, the 10-under start for Justin Thomas, because he is the first-place guy in the FedEx Cup point standings. So he started this round and this tournament at 10-under par, and he had a 10-shot lead on the guys in there 26 through 30, right? And then is he still on top? Is the computer back? You don't know yet, do you? I can tell.
I do not.
I can tell you that.
I know Hideki Matsuyama was on the move. He started the tournament at 3-under, and I think he was up to 9-under, which was 6-under on the day.
He would be leading,
yeah,
if it was a regular tournament. Thomas still ahead by 2 over Xander Schauffele. Patrick Cantlay is at minus 9 as well. Matsuyama at minus 8 right now. But like you said, he is he's got the lowest score on the course, but not in first place because of the handicap they're starting off with. You would also like to make from the Department of Corrections on the prize money.
Yeah, on Caddy Smack yesterday, I made the comment that this is a kind of a line-your-pocket tournament, and it really is. And I made the comment that the 30th place player, when this tournament is concluded, will make $95,000. Oh, no.
That's incorrect.
$395,000 for finishing last in this event.
Dead last. And you get $395,000.
$15 million to the winner, $5 million for second. Fifth place gets $1 million. It pays to be in the top 30.
To put this into perspective, and I'm going to look it up just to make sure everything is okay here. But $15 million goes out to the winner. Jack Nicklaus, in his career, I'm going to try to find out exactly how much money Jack made.
In his playing career.
In his playing career, yes. Now, this is the PGA career. And let's see here. Of course, I see all the wins, but I don't see anything as far as...
He's way down the list in career earnings.
Oh, yeah. It's not even close. I'm going to look it up here. Career earnings for Jack Nicklaus. Jack has the most all-time wins in majors, third on the all-time PGA Tour wins list. Won just $5.7 million in his career.
Yeah.
So the winner of this event will make more than double of what Jack Nicklaus, perhaps the greatest golfer in the history of the game, made in his entire career.
Well, you can look further back, Sam Snead. Snead won 82 tournaments in his life on the PGA Tour. I bet he didn't make half what Jack made.
No. Yeah, they were looking at Jack's record and going, huh, wish I could make that money. And now, that's it's not peanuts, but you know, it's nothing to what the guys are making now.
Zach Johnson of Cedar Rapids has made more than $40 million in his career.
Put that into perspective with everybody, everything else out there. 319-366-1600. That is the Hertina Stocker Jewelers text line. If you would like to weigh in here today, Hertina Stocker Jewelers located on the Penn Mall in Iowa City. We're going to talk with Paul Clark coming up about 3:35 or so. Iowa State football around the corner. We're going to talk to Dave Koken here in just a little bit, as we mentioned, as Mark continues to look blankly at his computer, which is probably on its third reboot, right? That's usually the way it works when you have something like that.
I'm afraid so. I mean, it's been a nice week. Others have had it much, much tougher, but water main break in front of the house.
You had a pool.
Modem blew up at home.
At least your car didn't go kablooey.
Not yet.
We have a poll question brought to you by Emil's Hideaway for you to think about today concerning Hawkeye football and kind of a preemptive strike, because as of 3:15 on Thursday, August the 22nd, we still do not have resolution as far as the Oliver Martin situation. So we ask you our Emil's Hideaway poll question brought to you by Emil's Hideaway, First Avenue Southeast in Cedar Rapids, right behind Taco John's next to the Home Depot. Will Oliver Martin be able to play this season? Yes or no? Very simple. And you got to think there's got to be some sort of announcement made, yay or nay, coming up weeks ago. But really, Iowa plays in 8-9 days. You got to think some announcement is going to be made.
We thought it was going to be imminent when practice began earlier this month. And as the weeks and days have gone forward, still no resolution. Hate to keep harping on this, but I think a lot of people are interested to see what the NCAA's ruling is going to be. And I think Iowa's proceeding in practice as if Martin is going to play. And I don't think there's any other way you can operate until you find out for sure.
I would agree with that. So go ahead and vote, kgymradio.com. And who knows? Maybe it's part of the Friday news dump. Well, we'll see. The infamous Friday news dump from all organizations out there. Wouldn't think so, but you never know how it will all play out. All right, we'll take a break, come back. Dave Koken from Las Vegas will join us. Preseason football to talk about. We got college football to talk about this weekend. And more with Dave. And we'll do that when we come back. You're listening to The Gym Class, presented by Third Base Brewery at the corner of Blair's Ferry Road and C Avenue Northeast in Cedar Rapids. Back with more after this.
Before a lot of breweries knew the difference between a hop and a scotch, we were already creating our now classic beers. At Third Base Brewery, we've been refining our brews for over 20 years with perfection in every pour. And our All Your Favorites with a Few Surprises menu is just as tempting. That's why people always come back to gather at Third Base Brewery. After all, at Third Base, you're practically home. Stop in, Third Base Brewery, corner of Blair's Ferry Road and C Avenue in Cedar Rapids.
Your life is full, with good friends and family topping the list. Create an even more welcoming space for them with elegant cabinetry from Decora. Meticulously handcrafted, solid hardwood, custom milled cabinets. Whether you envision a gleaming new kitchen, impressive entry, or updated entertaining area, Decora has discriminating details at an approachable budget. And throughout August, receive free premium finishes on Kemper and Decora cabinetry at Alexander Lumber, 4340 420th Street, and at Answers by Alexander, 1534 South Gilbert Street, both in Iowa City.
It's time to bet. Place your bets with Elite Sportsbook at Riverside Casino and Golf Resort. We're Iowa-based, locally owned, and Iowa's preferred sportsbook. Football, baseball, college, or pro, bet anytime, anywhere in Iowa. Visit Draft Day Sports Lounge at Riverside Casino and start betting now. Online betting coming soon for active resort club members. Not a resort club member? Visit Riverside Casino now to join. Membership is free. Make every game better with Elite Sportsbook at Riverside Casino and Golf Resort. Subject to IRGC approval. Must be 21. Gambling a problem? Call 1-800-BETS-OFF.
Tune in to KGYM Fridays during the gym class for the announcement of our Athlete of the Week. Proudly brought to you by Sheet Metal Workers Local 263 of Eastern and Central Iowa.
A Sport Clips Championship haircut experience makes you feel like your hair has its own walk-up music. Maybe you play sports. Maybe you play sports online. Or maybe your sport is keeping up with your kids. Your hair deserves its own walk-up music. And at Sport Clips, we make it easy. A game-changing cut from a stylist trained for guys while you're surrounded by sports. Hair this good needs no introduction, but you'll want one anyway. So download the app, check in, and get your hair in the game.
Hiring used to be hard. Multiple job sites, stacks of resumes. But today, hiring can be easy, and you only have to go to one place to get it done. ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter is so effective that 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. And right now, my listeners can try ZipRecruiter for free at this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/wingo. That's ZipRecruiter.com/WINGO. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
Be a toolbox hero now through August at Acme Tools in Cedar Rapids. Take advantage of huge savings on your favorite Milwaukee power tools. Save up to $150 instantly on select M18 tool kits. Get 3 tools with select Bear tool purchases. And get new, lower pricing on many M18 and M12 Milwaukee tools. There's fall cleanup specials on Milwaukee outdoor power equipment. And save up to 15% on all Big Hog carbide drill bits at Acme Tools on Blair's Ferry Road in Cedar Rapids.
We are back in the gym class for a Thursday here at KGYM at 3:20. Scott and Mark with you, taking you through the 3 o'clock hour here today. We're going to talk Iowa State football with Paul Clark of Cyclone Nation. We'll do that coming up here in just a little bit. And on Thursdays, we talk with our friend Dave Kokin from Las Vegas. SmokingKokin.com, the website, at Dave Kokin on Twitter. That is his handle. We encourage you to give him a follow out there. And Dave, first of all, we were talking about this a little bit earlier on, tour championship going on as far as the PGA, wrapping up the PGA season anyway. Top 30 are there. And the winner makes $15 million, which is much more than double what Jack Nicklaus made in his entire golfing career. It pays to be in the top 30 and a good golfer, right?
And in 2019.
Yeah. I mean, you know, everything's relative. So I don't think Jack's struggling to make ends meet, so I think it's okay.
No, he's doing just fine. What do you think about the format, though? We were talking about this on the show yesterday. 10 shots from the top to the bottom. You could have the best score. You could go 22 under par, and you might not win this thing.
Yeah, I don't. I'm not crazy about the format, but I don't know. I guess we'll see how it works out. I don't know. It's just kind of weird. I think a lot of players might be treating this as practice because they had no chance to win.
Except, well, the guy in last is going to get $395,000 for showing up.
Well, yeah. I mean, it's basically an appearance fee.
A big appearance fee.
Dave, college football on the horizon this weekend. And I know we touched on this in an earlier program, but you had a roundtable with some of your colleagues recently and were asked the question, the nation's best group of five team, why do you like Memphis so much?
They've got a great offense, and I think they've got an improved defense. But, you know, they better beat Mississippi, or their chances of playing on January 1st immediately take a big hit. And Mississippi's, you know, they got some talent. That's not going to be an easy game. But if Memphis gets through that, I think they've got a good chance to run the table in that conference this year.
Hmm.
Two very interesting games to start things off, especially the rivalry game in Orlando between Miami and Florida. Not a lot of love lost. They don't meet every year. I tell you, I love Dan Mullen in Florida. I think they're going to be one of the – I mean, they're not a surprise team. They're rated eighth in the preseason, but – I think people are looking by Florida for Georgia and Alabama and LSU and the SEC. Do you think that is the case?
Yeah, and I think they're probably right. I think Florida's a very good football team. Obviously, there's so many good teams in the SEC. But I'm not sure if Franks is a quarterback who can be counted on in a really big game. And one thing I'm a little concerned about with Florida is they've had some injuries, and their depth chart is a little bit thin going into the season in the trenches, and that could be a bit of a problem.
That defense, though, Dan Mullen on defense is amazing.
Oh, look, they're a top, they're probably a top 10 program, but the gap between the first three and the rest might still be pretty significant.
Miami's getting better, though.
Well, we'll see if they're getting better or not. I mean, Manny Diaz looks like a good hire, but he hasn't coached a game yet, and get a redshirt freshman at quarterback, and we'll see.
Yeah,
he's saying all the right things and doing all the right things, but whether it translates to on the field, I don't know. You're going to have to go out and prove it. We'll get the first idea this weekend.
Redshirt freshman going up against that defense. I like Florida, but we'll see. Then you've got Arizona and Hawaii playing late. Yeah. Not late for you, though. Late for us here in the Midwest, anyway. And these two teams aren't great. Let's just start with that.
they're not that many teams that are great.
No,
but they both could be decent.
Yeah,
I mean they're not bottom feeders. Arizona's got an incredibly explosive quarterback in Khalil Tate. If he's healthy again, you can forget the 2018 numbers. He was playing on a bad ankle the whole year. He was getting caught by linebackers if he took off and ran. And you go back to 2017 when he was healthy, and this guy was as electrifying as any player in the country. So that Khalil Tate makes Arizona a very good offensive team. And Hawaii runs that run and shoot. And remember, their quarterback got hurt last year, and they weren't the same team after that. But they were very proficient with the run and shoot early. And you would think this is going to be a pretty high-scoring football game that should be a lot of fun to watch.
Week three of the NFL preseason, Dave, and I know you're on a couple games, and you suggested for free to take the Jaguars at the Dolphins tonight, getting points. Is that because Miami's just a mess?
No, it has nothing to do with anything. It's just there's a week three angle. I'm not going to get into all the details on it, but there's a week three angle that involves 0-2 teams, and if they meet certain parameters, they've been a very good play over the years. And it's a long-term deal. It's like 25, 30 years.
Mm.
And Jacksonville happens to be one of the teams that fit this week. So I just play those blind, and hopefully they get there.
Yeah.
Patriots are going to play the Panthers coming up tonight. And, of course, the news of the day is Patrick Chung is could face some charges in New Hampshire. I don't think it'll have anything impact on tonight's game, but you never know how it'll play out as far as the Patriots during the regular season anyway if Chung is suspended.
No, he's a key player. But if there's one team in the league that's got next man up down to a science, it's the Patriots.
That's true. That's true. We'll see how it all plays out. Be careful in New Hampshire. I believe that is the bottom line of this whole situation. Don't do anything stupid in New Hampshire.
I always thought their motto was live free or die, but apparently you have a better one.
That's true. That is true. And this is the week of the preseason, like Mark said, where you tend to see the starters play a little bit more than any other week. I don't know if it makes it a better viewing or
except for Aaron Rodgers, doesn't look like he might see the field tonight. So,
well, yeah. Although, look, it's they're out there. In a lot of cases, the starters will play for a half, but they're not showing their offense. It's just a matter of, you know, kind of getting some timing down and just getting snaps in. I don't put any weight into it as far as determining something that can help you in the regular season. It's completely useless as far as that goes. Look, I mean, this is – we're near the end of the four exhibition games. Once the new agreement's in place, it's going to be two games and that's it. And from a betting standpoint, I guess that's disappointing because I like betting preseason. I think there's edges to be had. But from a fan standpoint, good riddance to the four games.
Yeah, and probably going to an 18-game regular season schedule. So, yeah, we'll see. See how it all plays out here.
Dave, congratulations on the Mets last night. That was a nice little comeback.
That was a lucky win. you know, you're going to get some that you're going to lose some unlucky ones and win some lucky ones. And this was a really lucky one because I think had Brad Hand covered first on a potential 3-6-1 double play, I think the game would have been over. It might have been a close play, but certainly looked like a double play ball. But it didn't cover first. The tying run scored, and then Davis got the big hit, and the Mets won. So I'll take it.
Did Detroit come up with an all-time cover last night against Houston and Verlander?
Yeah, I guess. I don't know. I'm not a trivia guy, so I don't know what the biggest upset in baseball was. I don't care. But that was if you had told me beforehand that Detroit is only going to get two guys on the whole game against Justin Verlander, it's like, well, how much – I don't care what the odds are. How much can I bet on Houston? And it would have lost. So nothing is certain.
Here's baseball for you. The Giants and the Cubs combined for 23 last night. Yeah. They can't find a base runner today. It's 1-0 in the eighth inning. So that's baseball in a nutshell for you.
That's every sport.
Yep.
I mean, if you think one game is going to determine what happens the next game, it doesn't.
No.
That's why, and that's one of the biggest mistakes bettors make, is they have a tendency to only remember the last thing they saw.
Dave, you got some packages for offer at Kokan's Corner and Dave Kokan with legalized gambling in play. I know there's maybe even more people than usual might be interested in hearing about it around here.
Yeah, I'm not cheap, but you know I'm pretty good at this stuff. So if anybody wants to check it out, you can just go to the website, which is smokingkokan.com. There's usually some kind of a blog there, or at least a free play. And some other opportunities, just go to the Kokan's Picks section if you want to find out about that. But the packages that are up include all my plays. There's no surprise extras for more money at some point. And the package does include all plays in all sports, even though it's labeled just college football, because college football, I'll have most of my plays.
Mm-hmm.
There you go. Check it out, smokingkokan.com, and take Dave's advice. And, we will do the same out there. All right, Dave, appreciate it. Enjoy the preseason football and the first part of college football. I cannot wait for that coming up on Saturday.
Get some breakdowns on Iowa and Iowa State next week, perhaps, huh, Dave?
There you go.
All right.
That sounds good. I'm starting to like Iowa more than I did a few weeks ago, by the way.
There you go. A little bit. We'll get more on that next week. Hey, Dave, appreciate it, buddy. We'll talk to you next week.
You got it.
All right, Dave Kokan from Las Vegas joining us here in the gym class on KGYM. I wrote that down. I'm not cheap, but I'm pretty good at this stuff. That may be my new mantra in life. I love that.
Dave is who he is.
That
right?
is great.
Yeah.
That is great stuff out there. And yeah, Dave is tremendous at what he does. 3:32, we're going to give you an opportunity here before 4 o'clock to win the wristbands for the entertainment at Fry Fest. Looking forward to that. That'll be coming up a week from tomorrow night, Friday. That's Friday, August the 30th, down at the Iowa River Landing in Coralville. And it's going to be the High Porch Block Party featuring the Spasmatics along with City Park. They're going to be there. Hawkeye Pep Rally, all things Hawkeye will be down there. And that will be coming up a week from Friday. It's an all-day event as well down in Coralville at the Iowa River Landing. So make your plans to be there, and we'll be there as well from 4 o'clock until 7 o'clock next week with Todd and Alex. They'll be down there. All right, we're going to take a break, come back, and we're going to talk some Iowa State football. Paul Clark will join us as we get ready for the Cyclones and the Panthers a week from Saturday at Jack Trice Stadium in Ames. Back with more after this. You're listening to The Gym Class here at KGYM.
The Gym's Alex Kuhn broadcasting live Sunday from 3 to 5 during the Super Launch Party for Elite Sportsbook at Riverside Casino and Golf Resort inside the Draft Day Lounge.
All right, it's time for some straight talk. You wouldn't pay $100 for seats to a baseball game where you can get the same seats for $50. So why pay more on your wireless when you can get the same 4G LTE networks for up to half the cost? For $45 a month, get our unlimited plan with 25 gigs of high-speed data from Straight Talk Wireless. No contract, only at Walmart.
Savings may vary. See terms and conditions at straighttalk.com.
Lowe's helps pros like you put more toward your bottom line with everyday savings, and then some. Like $40 off your choice of a DeWalt 12-volt max drill or 12-volt max impact driver featuring DeWalt's all-new 12-volt battery platform, now just $99. And whether updating properties or building new homes, save $10 on a Harbor Breeze Centerville 42-inch ceiling fan with light kit, now $49.98. Whatever job you're taking on, do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. Offers valid through 8/25, U.S. only.
Do you think all premium fuels are the same? Well, your engine doesn't. New Shell V-Power Nitro Plus helps keep your engine running like new because it's engineered to defend against four main engine threats: gunk, wear, corrosion, and friction. So next time, choose Shell's most advanced fuel ever. It's fuel for thought. In engines that continuously use Shell V-Power Nitro Plus premium gasoline.
O'Reilly Auto Parts offers O-Rewards points in-store and online. Earn points on everything from replacement parts to tools and accessories. And for every 150 points collected, you'll get a $5 reward. Earn points any way you shop. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Back with you on the Gym Class here at KGYM for a Thursday at 3:35. And we've got Iowa State and UNI coming up. That will be a week from Saturday at Jack Trice Stadium. We're going to preview that with Paul Clark here in just a moment. And we'll do that with Paul from Cyclone Report. And then don't forget as well, next Monday night, the first Cyclone Sideline Show. That comes your way at 7 o'clock next Monday night, 1600 a.m., your home of all things Iowa State. And looking forward to the 2019 season. And so is our next guest, Paul Clark, joining us from Cyclone Report. And you can give him a follow at that very handle out there as far as Twitter is concerned. And go to the website and check out everything that they have for the Cyclone fans and for football fans out there as well. And Paul, the summer's over, but I tell you what, I talked about this on my Sports View on Monday. I think this is the most enthusiasm and the most that Iowa State fans, at least since the early 70s, the Bruce era and all through there, the biggest lead up to an Iowa State football season ever. Would you agree with that?
Well, yeah, absolutely. I think, you know, earlier this week, Iowa State found itself in the preseason AP rankings for the first time since 1978. And to a certain extent, that sort of validated how I've been feeling and what I've been telling people is that, to me, this feels like that year. And I was 14 years old at that time, you know, just crazy for college football. And I just remember the sense that there had been years past, I mean, 76 and 77, to name a couple, where you hoped Iowa State would be good. I think 78 really stands out in my mind as a season where you just knew Iowa State was going to be a good team. And this feels like that to me. And so it was interesting to see the AP voters sort of line up with that. But, you know, that's been 41 years ago. Yikes. and so now it's up to this edition of the Cyclone team to – to live up to that and maybe do better than that 78 team. That team started 4-0, won or lost three games in the middle of the year, and then finished with four straight wins and went 8-3. So, you know, this is a team that, that maybe can put 9 or 10 on the board for Iowa State this fall.
Yeah, people were high, and one of Donnie Duncan's years, Paul, when I was covering the Cyclones for the Gazette, I think that Iowa State started something like 5-0, found themselves in the top 25, and then a team called Oklahoma came into Ames, and
that was Barry Switzer's Oklahoma.
That did not end the season very well for Iowa State, but they found themselves in the rankings before, and I got to believe this team's going to have every shot to finish the season in the top 25.
Yeah, and really that's the ranking that matters. You know, what where do you end up at the end of the season? Preseason stuff is nice, whether it's a preseason ranking or a preseason all conference or all American or what have you. But you know, where you end up at the end of the season is what really matters. So again, yeah, experience almost everywhere, proven at least one deep almost everywhere, and in a lot of positions a couple deep. So yeah, it's still a team that you know, can't afford too many injuries, can't afford a rash of injuries, not many teams can, and can't afford, you know, key injuries at the wrong spot. So always takes a little bit of good fortune to stay healthy and keep your guys out there. But, yeah, again, going into the season, late August, it's been a long time since things have looked this promising.
With heightened expectations, Paul, how do you think Matt Campbell on this team – has handled it so far, knowing that you've only seen media day and a few samplings here and there? Good leadership, even keel type of team?
Yeah, I think so, and I think as much as anything else, you know, Coach Campbell will emphasize, and I believe that he truly feels this way, is you know, what have we, trying to speak for him here, what have we really accomplished? Coach Campbell is fond of saying, you know, we haven't arrived yet. And I don't think that Coach Campbell looks at 8-5 as we've arrived. I don't think he looks at, you know, preseason 21 or whatever it is as we've arrived. And as long as that's the case, and he's able to communicate that and he's able to get buy-in from his team, then the team should be in the right frame of mind going into the season. Now, if they get to a point where they feel like they've arrived, well, you know, maybe that could be a problem. And who knows, you know, knock out 10 or 11 this fall, and maybe you could say you've arrived and worry about that problem next year. But I think for now, there's still plenty of it's a plenty hungry team. I still think there's an appetite for more success, and there aren't too many people inside the football building that feel like this program has really arrived yet.
Going into the season here, Paul, and camp, and just the contact that you have had anyway, is there anything that has caught your attention, good or bad, or whatever, going into that first game against UNI?
Well, I like some of the comments we've heard about some of the newcomers that have come in, primarily some of the whether it's a junior college transfer or a grad transfer or what have you. But you know, look at the wide receiver position, a little bit of a question mark. You lose Alan Lazard and Hakeem Butler in consecutive seasons, and you go, well, you know, what's going to happen at wide receiver? And I don't know that there's going to be a marquee player the level of a Lazard or a Butler, but you know, Darren Wilson, a guy that comes in as a transfer, and LaMichael Petway, the grad transfer from Arkansas, they have both gotten a lot of positive comments from the coaches that you know, these guys are what we thought they would be. And that's really going to strengthen that wide receiver group that doesn't have a lot for proven players. You've got Deshante Jones as a slot receiver, a smaller guy, and you've got Tariq Milton, really the same body type as Jones. So Iowa State's made a lot of hay with big receivers, and here you've got the two guys coming back that have really proved something, and they're both, you know, 5'10 guys, and that's probably rounding up. So are there big receivers that can come in? Wilson 6'3, Petway 6'2. That can come in and give Iowa State different body types and different skill sets at the different wide receiver positions. So probably that's been the number one thing for me here in the preseason, that, that Wilson and Pettway are what Iowa State thought they were, and they're guys that can make a contribution this year.
Paul, if you have a ton of information on recruiting at CycloneReport.com, and my next question has to do with that. With back-to-back eight-win seasons and high expectations this year, has that translated into the recruiting area, specifically 2020?
Well, yeah, as it stands right now, and of course everything is verbal to this point, but Iowa State is sitting on 20 known commitments, and according to Rivals.com anyway, the Cyclones rank 32nd nationally in terms of where you'd rank their team recruiting class, and that's even with a couple of guys that are have yet to be rated. They have yet to be evaluated by Rivals, so they're not contributing at all to that number 32 ranking. So once that bit of housekeeping gets done and you get rankings and evaluations done on those two guys, you know, maybe this class is sitting at 30 or 31 and still have to sign them. There's still the possibility of guys changing their mind, but there's also the possibility of changing some guys' minds. So we don't know exactly what the class will look like come signing day in December, but we have a pretty good idea, and it's mostly done as long as Iowa State can keep these guys committed. So if Iowa State's been a team that's typically, even when they've been in the 40s or 50s for recruiting rankings, they've been able to turn that into some decent success. So if they can start getting teams in the 30s, maybe even in the 20s for recruiting rankings, now you're starting to talk about a next level type deal.
Paul, about the newcomers that are on campus right now in Ames. There's always speculation how many are going to see the field, how many are going to see now for four games anyway, and an opportunity anyway. UNI is not going to be a pushover. We know that. The Panthers are always very well prepared. But in your mind anyway, and from what you have heard, how many freshmen could we possibly see for the Cyclones this fall?
Well, you alluded to that new rule that came into effect last year where guys can play up to four games without losing a year of eligibility. So that's basically a playing redshirt, if you will, up to four games. So, you know, the first two guys that you think of immediately are the two running backs, Breece Hall and Jarrell Brock. Iowa State has three veteran running backs returning, Sheldon Crony, Johnny Lang, Kane Nwangu. But can either Hall or Brock step up and become a true freshman player, a guy that not only plays four or less games, but plays throughout the season? And I would guess if one of them does, then the other one won't. I feel like it would probably be a one or the other type deal. Iowa State probably wouldn't mind at all getting Breece Hall and Jarrell Brock into different classes in the pipeline. So if one of them uses their freshman year this year and the other one doesn't, now you've got them in different classes. But there are two guys. Hall's a little bit bigger, but they're two guys that bring a lot of similar ability to the table, and it'll be interesting to me anyway to see which one of those two, if either of those two emerge, to be a true regular contributor as a true freshman. You know, beyond that, I don't know. I'd be hesitant at this point to talk about specific names because I think they have that opportunity now to play guys and take a look at them. So whether we'll start to see some freshmen out there for you and I, or whether they'll kind of keep those guys in their back pocket until late in the season before getting some playing time, I think it's too early to tell. But I really think of those two running backs right away when I think about this freshman class.
Paul, kind of mixed news in the National Football League for former Cyclones. David Montgomery turning heads in Chicago. Hakeem Butler suffers a really unfortunate injury that's going to shelve him for a while. A guy I'm really interested in, and his team plays tonight, Alan Lazard at the wide receiver position for the Green Bay Packers. Have you heard anything? Because he's looked pretty good so far.
Well, first of all, I love all the NFC Central fans around here that are also Iowa State fans, and it's just killing some of them. Iowa State guy playing for the Bears or playing for the Packers, they just don't know what to do. But yeah, Lazard has made a lot of nice plays here in the preseason. He got some great comments from Aaron Rodgers, you know, director of player personnel there at Green Bay, Aaron Rodgers. So if you've got Aaron Rodgers on your side, you're probably sitting in a pretty good position. So I guess at this point I'd be more surprised than not if Alan Lazard, you know, in terms of him sticking with the Packers and being a regular roster guy this fall. So he's developed more consistency. He's learned to play the position in the NFL. I haven't put a stopwatch on him, but I think he looks a little faster. And of course, that was always a concern with Lazard. Big guys like that, they're typically running faster than it looks like anyway. But I mean, just in the times I've been able to watch him this season, I just feel like he looks like a little bit faster player now. So that's a case of, you know, NFL strength and conditioning guys getting a hold of him and is just continuing to fine tune the natural ability that he has. So, like I said, I'd be more surprised if Lazard doesn't play for the Packers, doesn't make their roster for opening day than if he does. So, you know, the other two you mentioned, the reports we heard on Hakeem Butler, pretty consistent with what we saw at Iowa State. You know, a lot of sensational catches, but struggles a little bit, making the easy catches time after time after time. And now he's got the injury, which certainly doesn't help. But as high as he was drafted, really feel like Arizona's invested in him, and they'll let this injury play out, and he'll still have his opportunity there. And I think Bears fans would agree, David Montgomery has pretty much been everything advertised, and it looks like he's got a real good shot to be their feature back starting on, you know, the first Sunday.
Paul Clark, Cyclone Report, joining us here on the Thursday edition of the Gym Class at 3:48. Before we leave football here, I wanted to ask you, the people keep talking about the Oklahoma and Texas games, and great, but the two games I'm focused on are early. Iowa State, obviously, and it could be the best Cy-Hawk game to come down the pike ever, to be honest. They'll both be in the top 25, should be both in the top 25. When they meet in Ames in 3 weeks. But then I think the game under the radar is the Baylor game down in Waco. I guess your thoughts about that.
Well, yeah, I would agree. Baylor has historically been a tough place for Iowa State to go play, good or bad.
Yeah.
Whether the Bears were all that good or not. Iowa State has struggled sometimes down there. And of course, they just got boat raced a couple times. When Art Briles really had the Bears going. But, the way that Matt Rhule is building this Baylor team, of course, is just kind of the polar opposite of what Art Briles did. I mean, it's a much more defense and ground game-based attack. So you may not go in there and get run out of the ballpark, but you're going to go in there, and it should be a much more physical ball game than Baylor typically has been. You know, Iowa State struggled plenty with Baylor last year in Ames before they – were able to get a safety right there at the end, and then they tacked on a touchdown to put it away. So that was no easy game last year in Ames, and it's probably going to be a tougher matchup this year. So I don't know if I'm 100% buying Baylor and how much they're going to be improved this year, but they might be. And at any rate, that Waco game has always traditionally has been difficult for Iowa State.
And they don't like each other.
Yeah, things got a little salty, didn't they? Was that last year or was that 3 years ago?
That was last year.
Was that last year? All right. The years are running together for me. So, yeah, things got a little salty in that one.
Paul, what did we learn, if anything, on the Iowa State men's basketball trip over to Italy?
We learned they are the champions of Italy. That's what we learned, so. I don't know. I think it's pretty tough to draw any. I kind of look at those games in the same way that I look at some of the maybe an exhibition game or even an early regular season game. You're not going to learn how good you are, but you might learn how bad you are. Well, that didn't happen. There's no concern there. I mean, Iowa State went over there and definitely took care of business. It's just good to see some, you know, guys step up and do maybe what you think they would do. It's good to see Trey Jackson do what he's able to do. Michael Jacobson has developed quite a bit. I really like what we saw out of Jacobson over there. Tyrese Halliburton, we know what he is. And so if he can take that next step this year as a sophomore, he's probably going to be the headliner for Iowa State. You know, Terrence Lewis had a good trip to Italy. He's a guy that at times Iowa State, it looks like, boy, he's arrived. And then there are times where, you know, you still wonder. So Solomon Young, having Solomon Young able to play again is going to be huge for Iowa State. So I would think Cyclone fans, if, whether they watch the games online or they were able to digest some of the postgame stats, hope they saw enough over there to be encouraged, because my evaluation coming out of it was there was definitely a lot more positive than negative from those games in Europe.
Very true. Very true. Good seats still available for that game against the Siena team, whatever that was, by the way.
Well, the Ivory Coast as well. I mean, yeah.
But you know what? These overseas trips are made to get some extra practices in, get some camaraderie going, and just get to get the teamwork going. And usually teams do well after that summer trip. So we'll see if that bodes well for what Iowa State's looking for in the winter.
Yeah, and what an amazing opportunity. I don't know about you guys. I've never been to Italy.
Nope.
So these guys get all expense paid opportunity to see the world, see a country they might not otherwise see. So that's the icing on the cake there.
Well, Paul, appreciate it. We look forward to the opener and look forward to talking with you throughout the seasons, and keep up the great work at Cyclone Report, and thanks for joining us today.
Thank you so much for having me on.
All right. Paul Clark joining us here on the Gym Class on KGYM here at 3:53.
We put Jeff Downing right to work right away.
We're going to put Jeff Downing to work right away. He just got in, just got his breath underneath him, and we're going to be putting him to work, getting him ready to go here. Just, no rest for the weary, man.
Is this on?
Yes.
You know, we talked about trading cards last week.
Yeah.
Here's my Deacon Jones from Wonder Bread.
Very nice. Very nice.
Deacon Jones Wonder Bread trading card.
Back in the 70s.
Very nice.
In 3D.
In 3D.
In 3D. Yeah. That's a plus. That's a plus plus. In there.
This is the early days of 3D, Joe.
Yeah, this isn't made by computers or anything right there. Old Deacon. I'm going to read the back here. The LA Rams, the original Los Angeles. That's very neat, Jeff. Thanks for bringing that in. All right, we got some Fry Fest concert tickets we're going to give away right now at 319-366-1600. We got four wristbands going out to caller number 6 to see the big concert there, the Spasmatics in City Park, to wrap things up before the big fireworks extravaganza as well. That's a week from tomorrow. 319-366-1600, caller number 6. Jeff's going to get your information, and we'll come back and wrap things up on a Thursday edition of the Gym Class right here on KGYM.
How good are PXG clubs? Golf writers describe them as absolutely remarkable and the best golf clubs out there. Our customers call them insanely good and say they live up to the hype. So what are you waiting for? Step up your game and enjoy golf more than ever. Call 844-PLAY-PXG, 844-PLAY-PXG, or visit pxg.com to book your custom fitting. PXG. Nobody makes golf clubs the way we do. Period.
Progressive presents Get Pumped. Inspiration to help you do insurance stuff.
Okay, time out. You're gonna let your budget be the boss of you? Take control with Progressive's Name Your Price tool. Tell us what you want to pay for car insurance, and we'll help you find options that fit your budget. Here's some music to get you pumped. Da-dum-da-dum-da-dum-da-dum-dang-dang. I hear your budget laughing at you. Oh, wait, that's just those kids laughing at me. Ignore them!
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Home Depot is making finding your color and choosing the right paint easier than ever. With curated palettes of this year's most popular colors and new paint selection tools online and in-store, you can confidently select your color and the tools for your next paint project. Now get a colorful new experience with the Home Depot's paint expertise and selection of top quality brands, colors, and finishes. Get your paint project done right with gallons of Behr Premium Plus from just $24.98 at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. U.S. only. See store for details.
The great thing about facts, they're proven. Like the fact that crude oil contains impurities. Or that base oil made from natural gas is 99.5% free of impurities. And the fact that Pennzoil is the first synthetic motor oil made from natural gas, not crude oil. It gives you unbeatable engine protection. The proof is in the Pennzoil. based on Sequence 4A wear test using SAE 5W30. Available at AutoZone and AutoZone.com.
Thanks for calling in, everybody. We do have our winner. And our winner is Michael from Cedar Rapids. He is going to go to Fry Fest coming up a week from this coming Friday. Well, tomorrow on the program, one more talk with Jeremiah Davis, and then we're going to talk with Adam Rittberg, college football writer for ESPN, and get his thoughts about the Big Ten and the Big 12, a little bit about the nation as well, coming up tomorrow on the program. Looking forward to that. And football is right around the corner. So a little bit of college football, a couple games coming up this weekend. A few more next Thursday. We've got number one Clemson, the defending national champions, opening at home against Georgia Tech a week from tonight. So college football is right around the corner, and that's great to see.
It is indeed. Let's revisit our poll question at KGYMradio.com, brought to you by Emo's Hideaway. Will Oliver Martin be able to play this season? Yes or no?
Go ahead and vote. KGYMradio.com.
Brought on a text from Doug. I wouldn't be surprised if Alabama had their QB get hurt in September. The NCAA would approve a transfer immediately.
Tua's probably not going to get hit that many times to get injured. But
point well taken, though.
We get your point. And then we also had another texter that wanted us to ask Dave Kokin about if the Oliver Martin playing would have any impact. Did get a chance to talk with him before off air, and no. And yeah. Which we expected.
Yeah.
Not gonna make a difference. It's not like well, we talked about it with Dave last year in pro football a little bit. Quarterbacks are the only guys that can make a big difference, mm-hmm. and that's only going to be like a half a point or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
A wide receiver, no matter if Oliver Martin's a tremendous talent or not, it's not going to make a difference as far as the line is concerned.
Especially against Miami of Ohio.
Correct. Correct. All right, stay tuned. It is Alex and Kyle. They're going to be live from Mulligan's for the KGYM road trip. That goes from 4 o'clock until 7 o'clock. As I mentioned, tomorrow we'll have Adam Rittenberg, and then we'll have one final racing get-together with Jeremiah Davis for the season. Hope you enjoyed it. We'll talk to you tomorrow at 3.
KGYM Cedar Rapids, 1600 AM, 106.3 and 107.5 FM. KCIA HD3 and 4, Cedar Rapids, Iowa City.
ESPN Radio Sports Center.
I'm Doug Brown. Patriot safety Patrick Chung will be arraigned next week in New Hampshire on a cocaine possession charge. That incident occurred back on June 25th, and Chung was indicted in the case 2 weeks ago. As happens nearly every year at this time, we're talking about it this year. How many preseason games should NFL teams play? How many is too many? ESPN's Victor Cruz says when he played, he wanted the preseason games.
I needed every single game so I could put it on display every single time and see, and so other players and other teams can see my talent and my ability. And if it didn't work with this team, it would work with another one.
Victor Cruz on Golic and Wingo. Brandon Wimbush will be the starting quarterback for UCF. Wimbush transferred from Notre Dame. Virginia Tech will open the season with Ryan Willis at quarterback. The Red Sox and Royals resumed a suspended game today at Fenway Park. It took less than 12 minutes to finish it. Brockholt's walk-off 10th inning single for a 5-4 Red Sox win. Also today, the Cubs shut out the Giants 1-0. Kyle Hendricks goes 7 scoreless.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. We're close, convenient, and known for our guaranteed everyday low prices and excellent customer service from professional parts people you can trust. Stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts today. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day.
This SportsCenter update on the Gym is brought to you by Steve Anderson and his team at Hawkeye Title and Settlement, celebrating 15 years of service.
Hi, this is Steve Anderson with Hawkeye Title and Settlement Services. For a while now, you've heard me proclaim my obsession with our beloved Hawkeyes. But my Hawkeye obsession pales in comparison to our obsession with providing you efficient, high-quality real estate title and closing services, whether you're buying or selling commercial property or buying your first home. Sure, we love our Hawkeyes, but helping you is our passion. Hawkeye Title and Settlement Services, 568 Highway 1 West in Iowa City and HawkeyeTitle.com. The team you love, the people you trust.
This is the gym's Alex Kuhn, and I'll be broadcasting live Sunday from the Super Launch Party for Elite Sportsbook at Riverside Casino and Golf Resort. 85 Bears players Dan Hampton, Otis Wilson, and Steve McMichael will be there. From 3 to 5, come for the meet and greet, then bear down at 6:15 as they're joined by some other former Bears to play music and give you inside stories from their days on the team. Be there Sunday for the Super Launch Party of Elite Sportsbook at Riverside Casino and Golf Resort inside the Draft Day Lounge.
Thursday, August the 22nd, and it is the KGYM Radio Road Trip.